Kansas in the middle, we have head coach Rich Price. On the left is starting pitcher Schaefer Hall. On the right is third baseman Tony Thompson. Coach, if you want to make a brief opening statement.
I congratulate Kansas State on a grinded out win. You know, I think you look at that scoreboard in the fifth inning, we got 10 runs on 10 hits, only got one run, and that came on a home run. So obviously we had plenty of opportunities and to score. Didn't take advantage of them, didn't take advantage of scoring with runners at third base, less than two outs. One thing we've done pretty well here is play defense, and we made four bad defensive plays today. It's a difference in the game.
Questions for Coach?
Coach, they used quite a few pitchers there for a while, and you know, had to because you guys were getting hits, but at the same time, that maybe get you a little off balance there towards the end of the ball?
I thought they did a nice job of mixing and matching a little bit and trying to use their bullpen to be as effective as possible. Obviously, we had some guys at the tail end of our lineup have some really bad at-bats, chasing changeups that were out of the zone with runners in scoring position. And, you know, we've had those struggles throughout the course of the season and basically the bottom part of our lineup. And today, I thought we really failed to take advantage of some golden opportunities to score by having really bad at-bats.
Coach, what did you see on that sinking line drive there in the eighth inning? Did you feel like he had it or did you think he had a chance?
Well, first off is the kid's going to be a really good player. And I don't fault the effort at all. He's trying to win a baseball game and make a play. At the same time, he tried to teach kids to play the game with intelligence, and obviously that's a really bad baseball play. There's two outs. He's running on a play. He should let the ball land in front of him, obviously, and they still got to get a base hit to win the game, because if you don't catch the ball, you're going to let the winning run score from first base on a base hit with two outs. And he made that same mistake against Nebraska earlier in the year, I believe it was. And we managed to come from behind after he let the go-ahead run ahead. And hopefully you try to learn from your mistakes so he wouldn't make the same mistake later in the season. But unfortunately for us is he thought he could make the play and ended up being a bad baseball play.
Tony, what's the effect on a dugout when you get a lot of scoring chances early and don't cash in on them?
I think it gets down a little bit, but just to know that you have those opportunities, it seemed like every inning we had guys in scoring position, we just didn't get it done at the right time. And we know that later in the next couple games, we're going to get those things done, and we just need to have the big hits at the right time.
Coach, you said yesterday that kind of the final step in the development process of this team is learning how to lose on Friday and come back and win two, and that's kind of the situation you're in now. Are you confident that you'll be able to do that? Did something like last week in the series help that along a little bit?
One of the great things we've done is we've grinded all year long, and we've played all 57 games, and we've played and not taken a day off the entire season. And certainly we've been in this position before, and we do have one of the youngest teams in the country. You know, so I actually think what you saw happen today is the result of our first playoff game in 3 years, that we had guys in situations that they've never been in before. We got freshmen and sophomores playing in a Triple-A ballpark, and a little awe of the moment a little bit. I think that led to some of the really bad at-bats some of our young guys had, because those were the same guys that were knocking the ball against those same guys all over the ballpark on Saturday and Sunday, you know, so we weren't very disciplined to play. But I also think it's part of the learning experience, you know, so hopefully we'll learn from this experience, grow from it. And one of the things we preach to our guys, when you get in the NCAA tournament, you can't give guys four outs in an inning. Everybody's too good, the talent's too even, and if you give guys four outs, they're going to score and you're going to lose a one-run ball game, and that's exactly what took place today. So I hope that it'll be a good learning experience for us before we go to regional next week.
Schaefer's talk about your day.
Well, overall, I felt pretty good. I went out there and I was able to get the leadoff hitter out. Majority of the innings, I was able to go out there and just being able to work the count in my favor and just working the off speed, and it was able to work very well for me today. No walks. I mean, didn't give anybody any free bases. So overall, I felt really, really good about my outing.
Sure, you've had a lot of good innings against Kansas State this past week, and then the sixth inning in both games is just like, you know, it's kind of like one bad inning. Is there anything in particular that goes wrong? Is it fatigue? Is it just struggling a little bit?
You know, I don't know. I think it's just a coincidence how it's happened in the sixth inning both games. They did a good job of getting that leadoff runner on. Hit the ball pretty well. Just didn't get ahead of that guy, and they were able to capitalize off of my mistakes.
Coach,